This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Hooper Bay students have not been in class since school let out for winter break. A frozen pipe burst in the Hooper Bay school about a month ago, flooding the building and canceling classes. Originally scheduled to reopen earlier this week, repairs are taking a little longer than planned. As KYUK's Greg Kim reports, classes are now set to start this coming Monday.
The floors inside Hooper Bay School are bare concrete. Principal David Harris says sections of wall are also missing.
We had damaged carpet. We had to take that out. We had some damaged drywall. We had to take that out. And we'll get the kids back in here. We'll finish the school year strong.
He says the repairs will continue through the summer. That work will include replacing much of the school furniture and larger construction projects like adding linoleum flooring. Harris says school workers have been focusing on shorter-term fixes to get the school back open as soon as possible. Most of the work has been done by about 20 staff members that the school employs on an hourly basis.
So everyone was able to maintain a paycheck during the time that the school was shut down. And of course, the teachers are on a contract, so they're paid by salary.
During the students' extended winter break, Davis says he's seen kids either helping out their families, playing outside when temperatures allow, or hitting the court. Flooding may have canceled classes, but the damage spared the school gym. It didn't stop rural Alaska's favorite sport, basketball.
We've only missed out on one tournament that was scheduled here, so they've been able to travel to the prearranged tournaments.
Students return to class this Monday, the same week as one of the school's largest home tournaments, the Bering Sea Classic. Tip-off starts Wednesday. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
General Communications, Inc., or GCI, has some good news for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The company has just finished a project to ensure their towers and fiber optic cable all operate on the same platform in the region. Previously, GCI had to make do with a patchwork of platforms inherited from other providers. Heather Handyside is GCI's Vice President of Communications.
Overall, it's really to bring this network that was built in early 2000 up to the same technology and standards that the rest of the network sees in rural Alaska.
The DeltaNet area is roughly 42 sites in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that houses the microwave towers sending that internet signal. Handyside says those sites are not necessarily communities. It could be a mountaintop, for instance. And it's part of a larger network of microwave towers and fiber optic cable called the Terra Network. Terra is an acronym for a $300 million project that placed microwave towers and installed fiber optic cable throughout rural Alaska to make sure schools and hospitals had, quote, high broadband internet. This latest effort came with a price tag of $7 million, and GCI installed more backup generators as part of this project so that internet stays up in case of a local power outage. In municipal news, the Bethel Police and Fire Department are teaming up to battle arson. They've created the Bethel Arson Investigative Task Force, aimed at figuring out what or who caused fires in Bethel and prosecuting arsonists if they are found. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Acting Fire Chief Darren Soulsby says he came up with the idea for an arson task force after several large fires destroyed buildings in Bethel a few years ago, and investigators were unable to determine the cause.
Well, the Kilbuck School fire, that was one of my big pushes to do this.
Acting Police Chief Amy Davis says the number of unsolved fires is declining. She reported that the department made more arrests for arson this past year than it had previously, and she says that's due to one change.
Well, we actually have an arson investigator where in past we haven't. We actually have someone that can tell us cause, and that helps us as far as charging someone.
Acting Fire Chief Soulsby received his fire investigator certification in 2018. This certification not only helps him determine the cause of fires, but it provides more weight to his findings as evidence.
And if we can get trained to that level, where it's a standardized level and it's a certified level here in the state of Alaska, then it will hold up better in court.
Soulsby is currently the only certified fire investigator in Bethel. He says training and certifying more fire investigators will be one of two goals for the task force. The other will be creating procedures to better coordinate between the fire and the police departments. Right now, when a fire occurs in Bethel, Soulsby, as the only fire investigator, determines the cause of the fire. Police officers collect the evidence, then the two departments team up to interview witnesses and suspects, and police make an arrest if there is evidence of arson. Soulsby says that whole process could be tidier.
It's a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, a lot of phone calls.
And setting up meetings that, you know, if we had just a better method set up to where we all get called in and we have the briefing and we basically come up with goals and delegation of tasks, then it'll be better for the community in whole.
He says he and Davis are working on a playbook that task force members can follow when a fire occurs. Davis is also excited about working more closely with the fire department.
One thing that I've learned in this job is that we shouldn't work in silos. Teams are a much better approach to working investigations.
In April, a few police officers will accompany Soulsby to fire investigator training, where they hope to get certified as well. Soulsby says he plans to have version one of the Bethel Arson Investigative Task Force running by the end of this year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Lastly, if you need help filing your 2019 federal income tax returns, you're in luck. Volunteers with the Alaska Business Development Center are coming to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to help people file their taxes for free. Anyone can use this service. There is no income threshold required. The volunteers will travel to communities around the region throughout February. They'll come to Bethel three times over the coming months and work out of the Longhouse Hotel conference room. The first trip to Bethel is scheduled for February 1st through 3rd. The next trip is February 28th, and the final trip, March 27th through 29th. Dates are, of course, subject to change depending on weather conditions. People using the service need to bring the following documents: a state-issued or tribal ID, Social Security cards for themselves, spouses, and dependents, and all income documents for themselves, spouses, and dependents, including all W-2s, all 1099s, all fishing income statements, and all other tax documents received. If you are unable to meet the volunteers in person, you can still use their free service by faxing, emailing, or mailing your tax documents to the Alaska Business Development Center. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.